The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. Today's gospel is a brief one, but it is also one of the most well-known, well-remembered gospels. The two commandments that Jesus gives: to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But how does Jesus come to these two commandments? Does he make them up on the spot? Are they his summary? Are they to be found in the Old Testament? What did the people think who heard him speak in this way? Some people think erroneously that Jesus came to abolish the old law. But he himself said, "I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." So the moral law of Israel still binds us. We see this in the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down from Sinai. But Jesus doesn't quote the Ten Commandments today. A lawyer asks Jesus this question. Now, a lawyer in the time of Jesus was a biblical scholar. He was an expert in the law of Israel. And the law of Israel was contained in the first five books of the Old Testament, which Jews call the Torah. We sometimes use the Greek word Pentateuch, which means five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those five books are as important to the Old Testament as the four Gospels are to us in the New Testament. They're the foundation. And the Jews referred to them sometimes as the law. The rest of the books of the Old Testament are made up of the writings of prophets, historical books, and books of prayer and sayings, which we call wisdom literature. But the Jews sometimes summed all of those various books up under the term the prophets. So if you spoke about the law and the prophets, you meant all of the books which we identify as the Old Testament or Hebrew Bible. So this biblical scholar says to Jesus, "Which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And our Lord answers, not by quoting the Ten Commandments, and not by making up something from his own heart and mind. He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Now these words come from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. "And every Jew knew them then, and every devout Jew knows them today." They're known as the Shema. And the word Shema means "hear," because the passage actually begins with the words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And then, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." Devout Jews repeat these words as frequently as we say the Our Father. Morning, noon, and night, they're meant to repeat them in prayer. Devout Jewish households will place a small shrine by the front door. It's oftentimes silver if it's inside the house. And inside the little wall shrine, on a scroll, these words are written. And just as we might place our hand in the holy water coming in and out of church, or in some devout household still today, there will be a holy water font near the door. So a devout Jew leaving the house, coming into the house, touches the mezuzah, this little shrine, to invoke these words, to invoke God's protection, and to pledge himself to be loyal to what the Lord has commanded. So these words sum up how we are supposed to live towards God. To love him with all our heart means with our free will, our choice. To love him with all our soul means to love him our whole life long, because the Jews used the word soul to refer to the span of life. To love him with all our mind means to love him in our thoughts, to recognize him as the source of truth, the intellect. So that is the first commandment that Jesus gives. And he says, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Here again, Jesus is not creating a new teaching. He's quoting the Old Testament. And these words are found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, which speaks about love of neighbor. Sometimes Christians and even Catholics make a caricature of Jewish faith and say, Jewish faith was all about law and rules, and Jesus came to get rid of the rules, to get rid of the laws, and he's all about love. Well, there's something true in that, but there's more that's false. Our Lord said he had come not to abolish the old law, but to fulfill it. And when we look at the old law, we see that there is a great deal of teaching about love of neighbor, and even what we in the modern world would call social justice, the rights of others. That's why the first reading was chosen for today. The first reading comes from the book of Exodus, and God is speaking to the Jewish people who have been enslaved in Egypt and are now entering their own promised land, where they will be the leaders. They will be in charge. This will be their home. And what he teaches is very powerful. Don't do to others what was done to you. Treat strangers who live in your country with respect and justice. You are not to wrong them or oppress them, because you know what it's like to be wronged and oppressed. And if you do abuse them, I will hear them, no matter who they are. I will hear their cry, and I will get angry at you. Then he goes on to say that they are to defend the rights of the widow and the orphan, who have no one to speak up for them, no husband, no father to defend. And further, you are to care for the poor. Loan money, do not extort. And do not take away from them the bare minimum that they need to survive. That's why you hear the words about taking a cloak as an example of pawning. Give it back at the end of the day. In other words, you're not to deprive people of the little that they do have. Act with justice, act with compassion, for I, the Lord, your God, am compassionate. All this is in the Old Testament. And the psalm that we then sang as a response to that reading was directed towards God and an expression of our love for God. So these are the readings of today's Mass. They leave us with very direct, fundamental, foundational teachings. What you're supposed to do with them and what I'm supposed to do with them then is to ponder them. Think about these words. Think about our lives. Does my life mirror these words? What have I failed to do? What haven't I lived up to? Where am I deficient? Am I hearing what the Lord is saying to me? Do I realize what he is saying to me? Am I ready to answer him? That's the thrust of today's gospel and of all today's readings. And it is vitally important so that you and I can live our lives with integrity. That integrity of faith must also be complemented by an integrity of behavior and practice. We can't simply recite the words of the Creed on Sunday and not live as Catholics the rest of the week. Our religion can't be compartmentalized. It has to influence and affect everything that we do so that we can be women and men of honor, goodness, and compassion, so that God the Father will recognize his Son in every one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.